I'm Steve Spinopoulos.
And I'm Randy Zellier for WRPR Sports. Social media has changed the sports landscape, for the good and the bad. Either way, it has had an impact inside the industry. The question is, what are the different uses of sports social media? Steve and I are going to break down a few of them for you.
Social media is big now, and everyone is paying attention to it in the sports world, especially the writers covering the players. News, which is now and breaking, is easily accessible for the average person, let alone people covering athletes from across the country. Social media in sports is being utilized in many ways now. Sports writers are now turning to social media for starting points or even complete sources. We aren't waiting for the weekly injury reports anymore. Because of social media, we have the information now in the palms of our hands in the form of phones.
The next gentleman is Jordan Ramsey, a sports writer from the New York Daily News.
Everything is more immediate. Like, you have to get things out quicker. There's no waiting on stuff. You know? You sit there and you wait, you get beat now. You know, there's more immediacy.
But is there a concern of accuracy also?
It's a fine line to walk. You have to really trust who you're getting to. The idea of everyone getting two sources for everything, that concept is pretty much out the window now. Like, you have to trust that your guys, your people are 100%.
Mostly through Twitter, or is it other?
Yeah, I think Twitter uses the most common news feed. For us, it's the easiest, quickest way to get things out to the biggest audience. So I think Twitter is used more by journalists than it is by the average person.
Do beat writers follow through with what the players are doing on Twitter, and do you ever try to use that to break news? Or
absolutely, you see things all the time. People who are saying stuff like their friend is out for with an injury. Like, these are things that you see these kind of things on social media sometimes, and it leads you in the right direction. You can't just take it and run with the guy that you don't know, but you take that and then start digging around, and so they basically you use it as leads. And, when it comes from the horse's mouth sometimes, that's news. When the guy's going on Twitter and saying he's out for the season, it is what it is. You take that and that's where you're getting it from. So whether it's from social media or from the guy itself, it really doesn't matter.
Many athletes, old and young, have been noted commenting on social media about all types of subjects on and off the field.
Current and former players use social media as a way to connect with their fan base and share their views, as well as promote the projects they are involved with.
From an athlete's perspective, there are many positive and negative aspects from being involved with social media. There have been many incidents since social media has been introduced, mostly involving Twitter. Since being introduced, tweeting has been the main culprit that athletes find themselves getting disciplined for and fined.
With actions being taken, questions were raised such as whether or not teams should monitor what athletes post on their platforms. I talked to former NFL running back Ricky Williams on whether or not social media should be monitored for players.
Has the social media aspect impacted sports in a positive or negative way, and do you think they should start monitoring what is being said on these types of situations?
Well, I mean, I don't think you can. I don't think if you're not going to monitor people that aren't in sports, you should monitor athletes or sports. And I think there's things that have been very beneficial, and there's things that haven't been. I mean, that's everything. And I think hopefully people learn from their mistakes, and we're able to utilize it for more good than we are for the negative stuff. But I think that just comes along with maturity.
As Williams stated, he feels athletes should not be monitored. The consequences of what athletes say out of emotion could be career-altering.
I spoke with former head coach and current ESPN analyst Herman Edwards about the risks athletes could face by being active with social media. Herm, what do you always say before you press send? What do you always tell athletes?
Well, yeah, I always say, when you press in, you bring in a lot of people when you press it, and it's something that is embarrassing. Not only do you embarrass yourself, but you embarrass your parents. And there's a lot of people that get affected by things you say. Words are powerful. And I think sometimes when you say things and you type it on your phone before you press in, you better look at it.
How about you, Herm? Are you a social media guy?
I'm a guy. I like talking to people. I like face-to-face visiting with people. I can gather information, but I don't use it a whole lot. I just think that, there's a lot of good to it in the sense that you can have communications, you can say things when you follow things, but I think there's a negative tone to it also, and I don't like that side of it at all. I think it gives people platforms that don't deserve those, especially especially the ones that have negativity. I'm just not a negative kind of person, and I just think that life is too short to live a life in negativity and being good to our neighbors.
Agreed, Herm. I've heard of some colleges banning their athletes from using social media. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think every coach has his own way how he wants to run his program. I think sometimes it can be overwhelming, you know, in the fact that when you're involved in sports, everyone wants to get behind the curtain, and that's fine, but I think certain things that happen behind the curtain need to stay behind there. I think that's kind of been always the code of athletics, you know, what we do here, what we say here stays here when we leave here, and I think that still should be a part of the team atmosphere and what you're trying and the culture you're trying to create. So I guess these coaches, you know, being tired of it because it becomes a press conference, obviously, thing you got to talk about all the time. Social media. Just, your player said this and your player said that. And you want to coach football. You're not worried about what people say.
Do you think social media does more harm than good for the athletes?
No, I always think life is about balance. Life is balance in general. When you have a balanced life, you have a better life. I think we can go to the extreme, you know, on certain things. I think some guys go to the extreme, some guys don't. But I think eventually, you know, we're all a collection of our choices. What are your priorities? I think those are pretty important. And I think you can help kids with that, especially at a young age, especially when you're coaching. Mm-hmm. I've always told players, you know, your priorities are very important because your priorities kind of mold who you are.
Yeah. Herm, it was such a pleasure. Thank you.
Herm, thank you for giving us some time today. I know you're busy. I know you're running around a lot. This is always a pleasure talking with you. I want you to enjoy the rest of the season and enjoy the rest of the holiday season.
All right. Thank you.
There are risks that athletes must be aware of from using social media platforms. At the same time, some use it to promote the work they do in the community and also for ways of giving back, too.
Due to his hectic schedule, former Giants punter Steve Weatherford was not available for an audio interview, but did provide his insight via email on how he uses social media. For anyone who knows or follows me, they probably know that my involvement with social media is bordering on addiction. But in all seriousness, social media has provided me with yet another tool in which I've been able to expand my platform and give back to the community. The ability that social media has provided me to reach my fans and interact with the public has only helped increase my ability to positively impact the community. For example, this past year's Project Prom took advantage of both Twitter and Instagram, as I was able to provide information regarding this year's campaign, and I was able to interact with this year's winners via both social media platforms.
Randy, are you a social media guy?
Yes, Steve. I'm very big with social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
I know I am. I definitely hear what Jordan from the Daily News was saying. I get a lot of my sports news from Twitter, or at least use it as a starting point.
Well, former outspoken player and now analyst for ESPN, Brady Quinn, also had comments for us about social media. Let's take a listen.
I mean, it's kind of affecting everything. It's affecting our business, sports, everything else. It is what it is. I'm an old-fashioned guy. You know, I'd rather talk to someone in person than doing all that. But today's day and age has changed, and it provides a great way for you to be able to reach out to your fans, but it also makes you more accessible, which can be dangerous as well. So.
That's great from Brady Quinn. I guess we are headed down a road which makes it difficult to cut social media out of the pro sports industry.
Randy, the younger generations below us have grown up in and are all over social media, whether tweeting or posting pictures somewhere. What does Herm say? Think about it before you hit the send button.
There you have it. Social media is here to stay and very much a part of the sports world. I'm Randy Zelia.
And I'm Steve Spinopoulos.
Thanks for listening to WRPR Radio.
We are terminus!